AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Pro football, after winning its first three games, Miami lost at Cincinnati 27-15. But a loss with possible long-term implications took place in the second quarter. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa suffered head and neck injuries from a hit, resulting in a trip to the hospital. But Coach Mike McDaniel said Tua had movement in all his extremities.
The best news that we could get is that everything is checked out, that he didn't have anything more serious than a concussion.
In other Thursday NFL news, after surveying damage to their stadium from Hurricane Ian, the Buccaneers announced they will be able to host Sunday's game with Kansas City. Baseball, in the race for the final National League wildcard berth, the Phillies didn't help themselves when they lost to the Cubs 2-0. Designated hitter Bryce Harper.
Got to be better, of course, and we got to win games. I mean, we're getting late in the season to, into that last week of the season that we need to, pick it up and play our game.
The Brewers could have moved into a tie with the Phils. All they needed to do was defeat the lowly Marlins. How did they do? Chuck Freeman provides the answer.
The Marlins have been making life difficult for contending teams this week, using Avi Garcia's eighth inning grand slam to beat the Brewers 4-2. The Brewers were sailing along, protecting a 2-0 lead before the former Brewer Garcia lifted his bases-loaded blast in the eighth inning off Freddy Peralta, who is normally a starter.
As a result, Philadelphia will take a one-half game lead over the Brew Crew heading into Friday. The other National League winners were the Dodgers and Giants. In the American League, Shohei Ohtani threw 7 2/3 innings of hitless ball before allowing a single as the Angels beat the A's 4-2. Meanwhile, when Tampa Bay lost to the Guardians 2-1, the Rays lost a chance to clinch a playoff berth. The other winners in the American League were the Mariners, White Sox, Red Sox, and Tigers. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.